Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In any story across any kind of medium, we're accustomed to seeing things from the hero's point of view. Generally speaking, that's just how narratives are best told. In video games, we often have no choice but to play as the good guys, even if a lot of the time good actually means brutally murders a lot of henchmen who probably had wives and kids. But some games do things differently. Some games not only offer you the choice to be evil, but they actually encourage you to go down that route, dishing out rewards left, right, and center as a result of your dastardly deeds. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video games that reward you for being evil. Number 10, Oddworld, Abe's Exodus. Kooky PS1 platformer Oddworld Abe's Exodus tries to get you to play nice, with the main thrust of the game revolving around protagonist Abe's mission to save his fellow Madokans from a grisly fate. There are hundreds of creatures to rescue throughout the story, and while you could go out of your way to save them and unlock the game's good ending, you actually get a much cooler reward if you decide to be a little more murderous. If you successfully kill all the Madokans in the game, you'll be greeted with a message congratulating you on a job well done, praising your lethal efforts. The message also informs you that you are now quote-unquote bulletproof, before sending you back to the FICO section of the game and letting you play through the whole thing again. And that kind of bulletproof isn't an exaggeration either. Abe is now impossible to kill. In other words, the game rewards your murder spree by effectively giving you an invincibility cheat. So don't feel too bad if your initial playthrough is an absolute Madokan bloodbath. Number 9. Maneater. In real life, we're told sharks have something of an image problem. They aren't really that dangerous, we'll hear. Jaws is a work of fiction, they'll cry. But because it wouldn't be much fun to adopt the whole fish are friends, not food mentality in a game where you play as an enormous adult bull shark that's made of nothing but teeth, 2020's Maneater lets you fill the oceans with blood. While consuming aquatic life, something you'll do a lot in this game, can't really be considered a great act of evil. Part of the sadistic joy in Maneater comes when you encounter human NPCs, or to give them another name, ready-to-eat snacks. Jumping down on innocent civilians will reward you with all the proteins you need to keep your shark's bod in tip-top shape. And there are even individual quests where the sole aim is to eat a specific amount of humans, a good way to keep your nutrients topped up if you're looking for a hearty meal. Now sure, consistently harming humans may result in bounty hunters tracking you down, but let's be honest, it's way more fun than eating random fish. Number 8, The Lord of the Rings, The Third Age. Middle-earth's track record with video games is fairly hit and miss. Fingers crossed for the upcoming Gollum game, even though it does seem like a bizarre idea. But back when the Lord of the Rings film series was dominating cinemas, publisher EA delivered fans a pretty solid string of titles. The official tie-ins for The Two Towers and Return of the King are examples of how to make great licensed games. And on top of those, we also got The Lord of the Rings: The Third Age, a fun turn-based RPG that let players fight through the events of the movie trilogy, but in a slightly different way. Most notably, the game features an unlockable evil mode, in which the player ditches the good guys and instead sides with the forces of, well, evil. You can play as the Balrog and utterly annihilate Gandalf and his party, assume command of an armored troll in Minas Tirith, or even control an enormous oliphant in the Battle of Pelennor Fields. Best of all, though, this isn't just a worthless side activity. By completing levels in evil mode, you'll be awarded with a variety of useful items which can then be used in the main game. So it's actually a good idea to give the villains some time in the spotlight. Number 7, Tales from Space, Mutant Blobs Attack. Ever seen the 1958 version of The Blob or its 1988 remake? Well, this game lets you play as that titular, rather hungry ball of space goop. Glorious. The Fantastic Tales from Space Mutant Blobs Attack was originally a PS Vita launch title, but if you don't own the best handheld console ever made, you can also play it on PC, Switch, PS3, and Xbox 360. It's a side-scrolling platformer where you, the mutant blob, must consume everything in your path in order to grow to a humongous size. And by everything, oh, we really do mean everything. This is a game that wants you to be an utter dick towards humanity, with your blob starting out by eating small groups of humans and, eventually, scoffing down tanks, helicopters, houses, and skyscrapers. Yummy. Getting your munch on will not only grant you a higher score, but you'll also increase your size, allowing you to slime your way through each level much more quickly. This results in your bloodthirsty blob growing to the size of a planet by the end of the game, and all because of the insane property damage you caused along the way. Number 6. Destroy All Humans. For those who missed the original 2005 release, 2020's Destroy All Humans remake is just as much of a blast to play as it was back then. The game puts you in control of an alien, Crypto, who beams down to Earth with one simple objective in mind: demolish absolutely everything in sight. Just in case the title didn't give it away, Destroy All Humans turns you into an out-and-out villain, at least from humanity's perspective, asking you to show no mercy as you blast your way through the Earth's residents. The hilarious opening mission has you slaughtering a field of cows by flinging them around with telekinesis, and before long you'll be murdering humans and pulling out their brainstems, all to support your extraterrestrial cause. Arguably the best missions in the game ramp up the destruction to an insane degree, letting you pilot a spaceship kitted out with a range of unstoppable weapons to blow up entire blocks of buildings, cars, and any humans unlucky enough to be caught in the way. In Destroy All Humans' wacky world, being evil is a reward unto itself. The gameplay is so enjoyable that you won't even feel bad about dooming humanity.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5. Infamous. Sucker Punch's Infamous games let you live out the ultimate superhero power fantasy, putting you in the shoes of Cole McGrath, Delson Rowe, and Abigail Walker, three protagonists with a wide variety of explosive abilities. But rather than being a good old-fashioned American Boy Scout and rescuing cats from trees, Infamous is much more fun, and arguably much easier, when you raise a middle finger towards Law and Order and decide to become a supervillain instead. Not only do you get a much more badass red aesthetic if you go down the evil path, but the dark side powers in each of the games feel way more destructive to use compared to their good side counterparts. And not only that, but choosing to be evil means that you can lob grenades, fire rockets, and pepper bolts at your enemies without worrying about accidentally killing a civilian. Because when you're a bad guy, you can take as many innocent lives as you want. Dealing out death also allows you to use the Bio-Leech ability, where Cole sucks the life out of a chosen target, including civilians, to restore his health, something you can't do if you toe the heroic line. Number 4. Soul Sacrifice. This Vita-exclusive RPG is essentially Monster Hunter with magic, putting you in the well-worn shoes of a powerful sorcerer who does battle with huge, scaly beasts. Much like Infamous, Soul Sacrifice also presents you with two distinct moral paths, and how evil you eventually become is completely in your hands. At the core of the game is the save-sacrifice mechanic, which you're presented with each time you slay a foe. The good path, saving, lets you show mercy by bringing your enemy back to life. And while this certainly has its benefits, namely increased defense, the evil sacrifice path is better in just about every way. Sacrificing, i.e. murdering, boosts your attack power. So if you're confident, it only makes sense to buff this stat by sacrificing everything you see. Enemies have very predictable attack patterns, and when you learn them, your defense stat almost becomes irrelevant. Plus, this is a game that rewards aggression, and by feeding your strong side, you can plow through its many beasties like they're made of paper. Being an evildoer also has other benefits too. In multiplayer, you can actually sacrifice fallen allies to produce a devastating map-wide spell that rips a good chunk off your enemy's health. Your teammate might be a bit mad at you for killing them, sure, but at the end of the day, they died for a good cause. Number 3. This War of Mine. This War of Mine, another game that I personally would absolutely call a depression simulator, takes place in a bleak world where normal society has totally crumbled, tasking the player with caring for a hungry, cold, and sick group of civilians. To survive, you have to scavenge the surrounding dystopia for resources, which can then be used to craft tools, make food, or upgrade your shelter. It's a survival of the fittest scenario where supplies are incredibly scarce, and as such, the game makes it really, really hard for you to play well with others. In general, it's far more beneficial for you and for your fellow survivors if you're completely selfish when you encounter other NPCs out in the world. Sure, you could leave that nice old couple alone with their food stash, or you could steal all their belongings and bring them back to your own camp, where you can then feed your hungry allies. It's not just food that's at stake either. Robbing NPCs or killing them and looting their corpses can reward you with medicine, ammo, body armor, and even weapons, all valuable tools that will aid your quest for survival. Sure, your characters will take a morale hit if you consistently act like an evil douche, but at least they'll be miserable on a full stomach. Number 2. Overlord. The original 2007 Overlord game is a highly underrated title that begins with your character awakening in a coffin, before a handful of gremlin creatures kit you out in a badass suit of armor. They tell you that evilness suits you, and there are nefarious deeds to be done, and by God, they're right. The gist of Overlord is to be, well, an overlord, using various powers and weapons to assert your dominance over this fantasy land. A nifty feature in the game also allows you to command those gremlin creatures to do your bidding, giving you many options in your quest to destroy and pillage your surroundings. Best of all though, the game's corruption mechanic actually tracks your level of evilness, which increases every time you perform a villainous deed. Everything from killing peasants to punishing traitors will raise your corruption percentage. And as it gets higher and higher, not only will you grow more powerful, but the Overlord's visual appearance will actually start to change, reflecting his descent into evil. If you've ever wanted to rule with an iron fist and make everybody around you tremble with fear, then first of all, calm down, and secondly, this is the game for you. Number 1. Vampire. There's a trophy achievement in Vampire for finishing the game without killing any citizens, which might not sound too bad before you start playing, but you'll soon realise that feasting on the blood of innocents is the best way to obtain XP. And as such, playing as a pacifist is frustratingly unrewarding. Conversely, the game becomes a million times better if you drop the whole nice guy act and embrace the temptation to become a truly evil vampire. Killing people and chugging on the red stuff, which is called embracing in this universe, perhaps to make it sound less violent, though the term is also used in Vampire the Masquerade, allows you to level up quickly and become more powerful, which not only makes the game more enjoyable, it also makes it easier to play. Vampire almost punishes you for being good. It's difficult and boring when you aren't putting the fangs to good use, as people who went for the aforementioned trophy achievement will be able to attest. At the end of the day, you're playing this game to be a blood-sucking creature of the night, not a vegetarian, and
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Fortunately, it's actually beneficial to be bad.